Welcome to the ISIS Pep Talk, ISIS's Polyethylene and Polypropylene Podcast. I'm Michelle Klump, ISIS's U.S. Polymers Editor. I'm here with George Martin, who is our Latin America's Polymers Editor. Hi, George. What can you tell us about the status of Latin American polyethylene markets this year?
Hi, Michelle. After the subdued December, prices are rising in Latin American polyethylene markets. Polymer prices are going up, mostly on higher feedstocks, but also on tight supply. The increase we have seen in most countries, but not in all, is about $100 per ton, as seen in the US Gulf. Countries that did not increase prices in January will do so in February. Frequently in South America, prices move up or down with a 30-day delay.
What countries have not had a price increase in January?
Venezuela and Argentina have not had increases in January because of government price controls, but Argentine sellers will increase prices in February by at least $100 per ton. Venezuela is much harder to predict, and more so now that President Hugo Chavez's health is a big question mark. Colombia is another country where prices have not gone up in January, but I believe February will reflect the current uptrend.
Do you see a similar scenario in Latin America for polypropylene prices?
Absolutely, but the uptrend for polypropylene is vastly magnified by the large increase in U.S. Gulf propylene contracts. The propylene increase in January has been 15 cents per pound, that is, $331 per ton increase in just 1 month.
Are those large increases taking hold in the region?
Well, it is a mixed bag. Indelpro, the local polypropylene producer in Mexico, has sought 15 cents per pound increase throughout January, and the hike is slowly taking hold, as buyers there lack cheaper alternatives. Colombia is another country that follows feedstocks behavior closely. Increases in Argentina and Brazil are a different story. Prices are going up in those two countries, but not as fast. In a way, those producers are spreading the increase over a longer period of time. Something similar is going on also in Chile. Conversely, when international prices go down, their prices come down slowly to soften volatility. The problem in South America is compounded by recent polypropylene production problems. The largest producer in Argentina had a technical failure in mid-January, and its production is not expected to return until mid-February. This removes about 12 to 13,000 tons of polypropylene homopolymers from the market. Petroquim, the Chilean polypropylene producer, is receiving lesser volumes of propylene from the local refinery, and this is also having an impact on the regional polypropylene supply.
How are these shortages going to be covered?
The main beneficiary could be Braskem, the Brazilian producer. This is because they have logistic advantages and, as a Mercosur partner, reduced tariffs in the region. But it remains to be seen whether Braskem inventories are up to the task. Brazilian producers could have energy shortages because a drought is threatening hydroelectric production in the area. Other sources of polypropylene resins could be the US Gulf, the Middle East, or Asia, although lately volumes from Asia are landing in Latin America with less frequency.
This looks like a repeat of the market conditions we saw in early 2012, don't you think?
You're right. The large increase destroys demand as buyers minimize purchases until the bubble bursts. Feedstock production normalizes around March or April and prices come down. But this year there is one important difference. Supply is much tighter in the region, which could facilitate price increases in the short term.
Thank you, George. We'll meet again soon for our next Pep Talk.
My pleasure.